This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
All right, we begin hour number two a little bit late because I went a little bit long, so I got to get everything back on track. We have one guest this hour, Nancy Armour from USA Today. Other than that, we're wide open for your phone calls. I canceled Jay, rescheduled, I should say, Jay, for tomorrow, when Doc will be here. So we'll have a little bit more, you know, on the Super Bowl and all that stuff. I just wanted today to be more about you guys because this is an important announcement. No matter how you feel, and again, I'm appreciative of Josh Harris, candor, honesty, using common sense, not wanting to drag everybody through another name change. He did not say forever. He did not say never. But he made it very clear it is not changing anytime soon. And he made it pretty clear that it's going to take a really, really, really big swing of things to ever change it from Commanders again. It's just not worth the time. And you guys that think with emotions first, as opposed to business and logistics second, have to understand that. Just like they should understand, right? And I do, and they do, that emotions run hot and sometimes are irrational. Many times they can be irrational. But the difference is, I think for people that think about this stuff other than just with their heart and think about it for more than just what they want, is you realize how complicated this issue is and how hard it is to make everyone happy. And if you think, hey, that's just because you're an outsider. Well, again, got another thing coming from you. Josh Harris grew up in the area. Mitchell Rales grew up in the area. Mark Ein grew up in the area. They spent $6 billion to buy and rescue the franchise. Okay? So you can't just blame it on me, who didn't grow up in this area and didn't have an emotional attachment to the name. I did have an emotional attachment to Redskins. That's what I came to know my whole life. I worked for the Washington Redskins organization for 6 years. I was in the building every day. I traveled on their plane, stayed at their hotel. I dealt with their stupid-ass decisions. It ruined lots of parts of my life. Okay, but there are some of us that use common sense and use different approaches, different thought processes outside of emotions. And that's what Josh Harris has done here. and his group. Again, notice they didn't say forever. They didn't say never, ever. But they made it definitively known today, unlike any other time when asked, that the name, I mean, they have said all along, it's not a priority. But this was more definitive. That was clear. Immediately, anyone could tell. This was more definitive. All right, let's get back to the calls. Let's go to Marcus and Brandywine, then we'll get to Ross and Tampa and others. What's up, Marcus? How are you?
Hey, man, I'm good. Listen, follow me here for a second. I've been a fan. Well, I'm 30 years old. Mm-hmm. My earliest memory, probably 5 or 6. So we're talking about a good 25 years of being a fan of this franchise, right? Growing up, I understand the rationale, but I have an emotional connection isn't to the Redskins. My emotional connection is to the Burgundy and Gold. Mm-hmm. You could call us the Washington Anteaters if you wanted to, and I would be a fan. That's where my confusion is kind of coming in with everybody being connected to the Redskins name. Like, I get it, but at the end of the day, you know, I live here. You know, I've been here, and, you know, the one thing that hasn't changed from my earliest memories to now is I see people out with hats. I see people out with shirts, with hoodies, and they all have Washington on them. They don't have Redskins. They don't have football team. They don't have Commanders. But it stands out because it's burgundy and gold.
Mm-hmm.
That's the connection to the burgundy and gold.
Let me stop you there, though, Marcus, because people are going to count. I hear it already. People are going to counter and say, no, they ripped that away from us, too. It's not true burgundy and gold. It's not it's cranberry and this. It's red and that, which I don't buy. I don't believe. I'm with you. I've said forever and ever and ever, have that as your emotional attachment. They should have remonikered the team burgundy and gold forever when they took away Redskins. I actually had a meeting with these people, and I said, burgundy and gold forever, man. Market it around that. Brand yourself around that. And they laughed, and they thought that was a decent idea, and they never did anything of it. But then people are going to say on 2/2/22, they changed it. Now, when I see the football team on the TV or in person, it still looks burgundy and gold to me. As a matter of fact, I would always argue that it's never really been gold from the standpoint of they haven't worn gold pants. They've worn mustard yellow pants, but it's the burgundy and gold, and that is like kind of the DNA, if you will, of the team.
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny. They're so selective about what they want to be upset about and what they want to change. Listen, if you love the team, then love the team.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, and then I 100% agree with Josh about the command. You know, the team and the players being attached to the name now as the Commanders. Because let's be honest, half of the roster wasn't alive or wasn't fans of the Redskins. So mm-hmm. half of them don't even really know the history of the Washington Redskins.
Correct.
They know the Washington Commanders.
Correct.
You want players to come in here and play for the team. You're worried about a name change. You're not thinking about how the players will feel that have come in here that have made the Commanders' name, you know, Commanders, NFC Championship, Jaden Day. Like, you take that away from them, and now, you know, this emotional connection that you feel that's breaking or that's tearing apart, how do you think the players will feel about that? How do you think their morale is going to go from being a part of an NFC Championship, well, not championship, but an NFC contender, a Super Bowl contender, Commanders team, to now having to redefine themselves as Washington Redskins all over again. Like, it's not making much sense, and they're only saying it from one part of it. I absolutely love this team with everything in me. Absolutely love it. I believe there's no bigger fan than me. So I'm comfortable in saying that I don't care what you call us. As long as we have a spot in the NFL, I'm cool with it. It could be worse. We could be like the St. Louis Rams. Now you've taken the team out of the state and moved them to the West Coast. And now what? So the complaints I don't know. To me, they're falling on my deaf ears because I don't care.
Marcus,
I'm a fan of the Washington Burgundy and Gold.
I'm going to stop you right there because this is one of the smartest calls that I've ever received in many, many, many years of doing radio. Okay, just don't do anything to ruin it. God love you. Very smart. I wish I could have said it exactly that way. I mean, I've kind of bounced around that, you know, over many years of conversation.
Say it.
I just say Burgundy and Gold forever, baby. That is what the identity should be. That is what everything should be about. And there are many that are going to say, well, it's not real Burgundy and Gold anymore. Got it. Like people are looking way too much into it. Like if they're going to change anything, just make sure that part is buttoned up because then it truly does have meaning. Burgundy and Gold, as Doc says, until he's old and cold or whatever the hell Doc says.
Right? I'm with Doc on that one, man.
Exactly. We'll find out tomorrow. Tomorrow. Thank you, Marcus. Appreciate you. Great call. Listen, it's not just because Marcus sees it my way. It's, again, using common sense, right? And I understand it's hard sometimes to use common sense when there is the emotional swing. I get it. But I think we can do better. And not want to keep this emotional turmoil going. There's so much good to be proud of and to be optimistic about. Why let it get ruined? Right? Why continue to kick something when it's down? Why continue to make a big deal out of something that's not a big deal? Again, Redskins, it may sound like a mixed message because on one hand I'm saying Redskins was a name worth fighting for, Commanders isn't. I understand how that could appear to your ears as like a conflicting statement, right? And maybe to some degree it is. However, I hope you understand when I say Redskins was worth fighting for, the notion that changing a name, a football team's name, okay, to me was hard to stomach and hard to deal with, even though I understood how some felt about the word. I got it. And even though many were offended, and even though all of that stuff, I understood that. What I've never been able to comprehend or understand is the Commanders part of this. Because there was a good chance that they were going to find a name, even if it wasn't Commanders, that was going to alienate or piss off a part of their fan base. And it, quite honestly, it doesn't take a lot to do that, right? So to me, whatever name they chose, and I understand it was not Josh Harris, but Josh Harris and his group have been on the job for a year and a half. Guys, if they really thought Commanders was so bad, so terrible, so unusable, so unbearable, they would have changed it. Or they would have said, they wouldn't have said what they said today. And to me, that's the whole thing. Redskins worth fighting over, Commanders not. And maybe that's a simplistic approach, but that's just the way I feel. Let's get to our buddy Ross in Tampa. Next up on the Team 980. Ross, how are you?
I'm doing good, Russ. Hey, man, can I go off script for 10 seconds and yes. Then we get to business?
Yes.
So here's what's going to happen. Cody versus Punk at Mania, and that's because at the Elimination Chamber, Rollins and Reigns have an opportunity to win, but they hate each other so much, they take their eyes off the prize. Punk swoops in, gets the win. He goes off to face Cody. Seth and Roman hopefully solve their feud at Mania, and then obviously we're going to get Jay and Gunther. Anyways, moving forward. So
can I respond to that real quickly?
It's your show, Russ. Do what you want to do.
Here's my problem with Gunther versus Jey Uso. They just had that match on Saturday night's main event, did they not? Why did they ruin their WrestleMania main event by having a match, the exact same match, on Saturday night's main event? last week in San Antonio. So to me, I think it's going to be Jey Uso versus Cody Rhodes, but that's me.
I like that better, to be honest with you.
Okay.
And but yeah, man, I would say about 2 minutes from where I sit right now is Jay Gruden's alma mater high school, Chamberlain High School. They were the Chiefs, and they got turned into the Storm. So they fell victim to the name change, too. But, man, listen, my son was born 5 months after 2-2-22, and I always said, I'm not this type of guy who's going to be like, hey, I'm a Washington fan, and so will you. No, you know, your mother's from Indianapolis, as is your father. You want to be a Colts fan, go for it. You were born in Tampa. If you want to root for the Bucks, go for it. But now it's like it's different. You know, when Jaden Daniels threw that Hail Mary, I was jumping like a madman, and I didn't stop him. But wait a minute, no, they're not the Redskins anymore. It's different. I got hope now, and with the name thing, I don't care. The name's fine. And what you just said, like, if that was a terrible name, if it was a name that your local soccer team would use on a Saturday afternoon, yeah, you'd look into changing it, but it's not a terrible name. But it's not the name that we grew up loving and watching. So I feel like a lot of people older than me and beyond are going to have a hard time letting go of that. Like the first caller who said you did something, a big word to the whatever. Yeah, those people are going to have to deal with that. But me, I told you last summer, I accepted name change. But what I want to change, and he alluded to this, branding. I wouldn't mind getting rid of the current uniforms and going back to what we had, and you put your Commander's twist on it. But I can call back another day and tell you how I would do it uniform-wise. But if they can do it that way, meet us in the middle the best way we possibly can, I'm good.
That's
you
fine.
Know, and if my son wants to root for Washington with me, then I ain't going to stop him, because if Dan Snyder's still on this team, I'd be like, son, listen, you don't want to go through what I went through since I started rooting for this team. Go root for the Colts, man. Like, that's where I'm at, though.
Appreciate you, Ross, as always. No, I appreciate you, as always. It's well thought out, and I totally get you, and I appreciate you, as always. I will just say this. Whatever they want to do with the name, the logo, whatever, that's beyond me. Believe it or not, guys, they don't consult me. They don't care what I think. Okay?
It'd be nice if they asked.
It would be, Max. I shouldn't say they don't care what I think. They do care. Okay. I talked to enough people, including one right after the press conference. Certainly that cares what I think. The bottom line is this. They're not going to make just emotional decisions. They're going to make decisions based on the greater overarching view. And that is going to rub some people the wrong way. That's going to rub a lot of people the wrong way. But if hopefully people will understand that they are not in this to ruin anything. They are in this to solve things, to fix things, to make it better. You're not going to like everything that they do, but, you know, are you ready to win big and live it up in Sin City? It's the Slam Dunk in Vegas right here on the Team 980. Listen for your chance to win a flyaway trip to Las Vegas with three friends and $20,000 in spending money for the first two rounds of the college basketball tournament. You'll stay at the Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas's premier sports viewing destination, and visit the biggest March hoops party at Stadium Swim. If you've never seen Stadium Swim, it's unbelievable. I mean, it looks great. I've never been there in person. It looks unbelievable. And there's lots of eye candy, too. I mean, if you're into that sort of thing.
It's the beauty of Vegas.
Winning is easy. Just download the free Odyssey app, log in, and listen to the Team 980 for a chance to win the experience of a lifetime. Listen each day for an hour to earn your daily entry. This is a national contest. More details available at odyssey.com/slamdunk. Back in a flash on the Team 980.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
All right, along with Mad Max, I am the Rooster. Cock-a-doodle-doo. Nancy Armour coming up in just a couple of moments from USA Today. We'll talk all things Super Bowl. She was also writing about and in Iowa City to cover the Caitlin Clark tribute yesterday. So we'll touch on all of that pre-scheduled thing. But also, she went to Marquette University. I'm curious if I can figure out a way, because Marquette University were the Warriors, right? And they had to change their name because of constant scrutiny and pressure and all of that. Despite trying to change the logo and the this and the that and whatever to Marquette Golden Eagles, right? And we all know what we're still dealing with here, and what kind of became a reality here is that even though Josh kind of put this to bed, there's still now the, well, hey, we lost that part of the battle, so let's try and change the uniforms. Let's try and change the shield. Let's try and get the old logo back. Let's try and do this. Let's try and do that. Anything that we can. I'm just curious how she kind of processes that. Let's squeeze in one call here before we get to Nancy, and then we'll have more time on the back end. I appreciate you guys being patient. I'm trying to give people a chance to talk. It is a talk show. We do things a little bit differently around here. We don't just give 30 seconds for a call unless you stink, and then we'll give you 30 seconds. But hopefully you don't stink, right? Let's go to Alex in Rockville on the Team 980. Alex, how are you?
Good, Good, good. Thanks for taking my call, Chris.
Yeah, thanks for making it, Alex.
Good conversation. I'm a lifelong fan, and I think I'm pretty logical about this. When Snyder was around, I was the fan that said, get rid of Snyder. I don't care what you call the team. Let's get rid of him. I'm so happy.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the first couple games when Josh took it over. And it's an expansion team to me, Chris. It's an expansion to me. I was a season ticket holder. I'm a passionate fan. I went to the first two games this year.
Mm-hmm.
And logically, and this all comes down to dollar cents, right? Let's keep emotions out of it. It all comes down to dollar cents. That's what changed the name. It was dollars and cents.
Yes.
It was the minority.
Correct.
It was the FedEx CEO guy.
Yep.
That got pissed he wasn't getting paid.
Yep.
And he said, you know, I'm going to go scorch earth.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
The
Correct.
First two games of this year, it was the Browns and the Giants. The stadium with the Giants was almost full. Now, half of that almost looked like Giants fans. The Browns game, it was almost half empty. And I think a lot of people are missing, Marcus, is I spent thousands of dollars every year. Christmas, the season tickets, tailgating. I try to spread the religion, right? Because I'm 45. My Sundays back then were just the Skins. I could not schedule anything else. Mm-hmm. It was just the Skins. I have some younger brothers. They've kind of got onto the team. I try to, Jaden Daniels. And I try to be a fan that they're always going to be the Skins to me. I wore my gear, but I started seeing yellow and black. I started seeing cherry and whatever colors. And I just started getting out of it. I'm like, this is an expansion team.
Mm.
Now, I get it where, and I'm sure they got people, no offense, probably smarter than you and me combined, that are doing the marketing, reviewing,
yeah.
And I think what they're banking on is, yeah, we got an elite quarterback. If we can win the next couple years, get back to the playoffs, and we can keep the name, we can save money on changing the name. I'm sure it costs a lot of money.
Yes, it does.
But I don't know if they want to take that bet.
That is what they're banking on, Alex. I wish I had more time. I'm sorry I tried to get to you before the interview, but I appreciate. I understand. That is what they're banking on. They're banking on the long lines that we saw outside of the team store after games and before games. They're banking on Jaden Daniels solving a lot of this. Is it a smart strategy? I don't know. We'll see. I mean, I think it's a better strategy than changing the name. I do. But I'm also known as a terrible businessman and contract negotiator. So, you know, let them figure that out. All right, we got to take a timeout. Nancy Armore, USA Today, will join us. And then we'll get right back to the calls. Don't go anywhere. We're with you. We're free and clear the rest of the way. So we will take all your calls, 301-230-0980. Hang in there. If you can't get through, hit me up on Twitter, X, whatever, at WrestleMania621. Let's take a quick timeout, and then Nancy will join us to talk Super Bowl and more next. All right, good to have you with us right here on a Motown-ish Monday. Yeah. What the song just said. A little Smokey Robinson for you. Love Smokey. That might be what Commanders fans are singing right now to Josh Harris. I don't like you, but I love you because you're not Dan Snyder. They're not happy, obviously, about Josh Harris setting the record straight on the name. That's maybe something we can tackle here in a sec. Joining us right now from USA Today, she does a great job covering all things sports, and we'll obviously talk about the Super Bowl and last night what happened in Iowa City with Caitlin Clark, is Nancy Armore from USA Today on the BetQL guest hotline. Nancy, good to have you with us. Thank you for your time. Chris Russell here. We spoke a couple of years ago, I think it was. Appreciate you coming back on the show. Yep. Wait a second here. I forgot to hit the button. Sorry about that. Nancy, how are you? My apologies
I'm
for that.
It's not just me who's technologically challenged.
Oh, trust me. As everyone knows around here, I'm a little technically challenged. How are you? Thank you for your time. I wanted to start just real quickly here. I don't know how much you pay attention to this, and it's okay if you don't. The Commanders ownership group, Josh Harris, came out today and he said they're keeping the name Commanders after such a long controversial ride in history previous to his ownership with the term Redskins and how everybody felt about that. Just from an overall arching point of view, even though the name that they chose previous ownership and management is very unpopular, do you side, I guess, with what I call common sense in that it's really hard to do these brand name changes and constantly have the upheaval and people not to recognize, if you will, what the team name is and all that? Or are you of the thought, hey, man, like, you know, you got to do what's popular and what the fans want and kind of, even if it means changing your brand and your identity every 2 to 3 years, you got to do that?
Yeah, I stand on the, you know, avoid the upheaval.
Yeah.
You had basically what, three names in a 4 year span, was it?
Just a couple of years, yeah.
But, you know, personally, I loved the Washington football team. Like, I wanted that name to stay, but whatever. I do think, you know, obviously you had to move away from the former nickname. Let's just be done with that. But also too, this is, Snyder picked this one, but you know, this is a new start. You know, that would be the only reason I could see Josh Harris saying, yeah, we're new team, new owners. We, you know, sage the whole organization and we're picking a new name so we can put, you know, cut all ties to Dan Snyder.
Right.
But I think the fact that you did have these, you know, the three names in such short time, like you got to just stick with one. And I don't think Commanders is a bad name.
I'm with you on that. Thank you for your approach on that. I thought Redskins, even though very highly controversial, was worth fighting for because of the legacy and because it was, to some, many, a football team name. And I understand the controversy, right? And I get those that were offended by it. To me, that was a name worth fighting for and being passionate about or whatever. Once they move past that for business reasons, let's be honest, that was the only reason. It was like, okay, whatever they want to do is whatever they want to do. And I'm with you. I mean, Washington football team was hokey at first, but it kind of grew on me just like Commanders has grown on me. Now, maybe I'm susceptible. I don't know. But I'm with you. I wouldn't have minded if it stayed the Washington football team. And I certainly don't mind Washington Commanders. All right. I wanted to get through that. Yeah, actually, one more on that, if you don't mind. You went to Marquette University, correct?
I was just going to say.
Okay.
Yes, I did. So I went through this.
Right. So take me through that, because I've often used the Marquette University thing because I know Jason Wright, the former team president, and Dan Snyder wanted to go Warriors. And that was the former nickname of Marquette University that faced a lot of Native American opposition, correct?
Well, it wasn't so much the name as our mascot and our logo. And, you know, for years it was side profile of a Native American person with a headdress.
Mm-hmm.
We needed to get rid of it. Totally understood that. And the administration, this was after I had left school, it was still Warriors while I was there. After I left school, the university decided, you know what, we're going to cut ties with that name altogether because, you know, I think Washington could have used Warriors because of you being in Washington. But if you, you know, looking back at it now, if Marquette had kept Warriors, there still would have been the connotation of the Native American and, you know, co-opting Native American culture, which we had no business doing.
Right.
Did I love Golden Eagles? Not really. But I've adapted to it. And, you know, this is the one thing I will say about the Commanders. And I think, you know, you've got your guys, you a hell of a quarterback. So I think you guys are going to be good going forward. Winning cures everything.
Yes.
And, you know, even if people are not happy with the Commander's name now, you get Jaden Daniels to a Super Bowl, or Jaden Daniels takes you to a Super Bowl, or a conference championship, I think, you know, the name is going to be, people won't care. I don't want to say that they won't care, but that's, they're going to be too busy celebrating right. to, you know, complain about the name.
And that is what Josh Harris and his ownership group, which includes some really smart people and yeah. lifelong Washingtonians, that's what they're banking on. Whether they're going to be right about that or not, I don't know, but there's no guarantee that if you change the name and the logo and this and that and the other thing, and this is what people, I guess, don't understand, is there's going to be no guarantee that a lot of people are going to like that, right? If you go right. to the Washington Armada, or the Washington right. Spartans or whatever, there's no guarantee that people are going to love that. And now what? Then what is what you do? And like you said, it kind of grew on you as an alum of Marquette University. And I'm glad I remember to ask you about that, because that was on my list. All right, let's get to other things, if you don't mind. Nancy Armour from USA Today with us. Super Bowl 59, New Orleans, yes. this Sunday.
Yes.
Are you finding that people are disinterested already in this matchup because the Chiefs are considered lucky and they're always there and they're going for the three-peat, and the Eagles, some people like them, don't like them. People don't like Sirianni. It's a rematch of the game a couple of years ago, which was a yeah. great game, by the way. Are you finding people aren't into this matchup, or is that just, I don't know, social media and the social media sphere going, you know, just hating everything, and people are really going to be excited on Sunday?
Well, we do like to complain about things, don't
yes.
we?
Oh, yes, we do.
I do think that fatigue is real. It's the same thing that we saw with the Patriots in the 2010s when they were, always seemed to be in the Super Bowl. You had mm-hmm. people going, oh, my God, not the Patriots again. So I think in the lead up, there are people who are thinking, you know, are saying, like, God, I would have loved to have seen the Bills, or I would have loved to have seen the Commanders. I wanted to see anybody but the Chiefs or anybody but the Eagles. But I think come Sunday, we'll all tune in, because, the Super Bowl, as you know, is, it's not just a football game. It's a cultural phenomenon. It is like one of the few things in this country that we all agree on mm-hmm. is getting together with our friends, eating some really bad food, watching commercials, voting an ad meter afterward, hopefully.
Right.
It is a communal thing. So people will still be watching it. They might not be as in tune or as immersed in all of the talk in the lead up to the game as they might have been a couple of years ago, with the first time that the Chiefs went or the first time that the Eagles went. But ultimately, people will still watch.
I agree. And I think that's ultimately what will happen. I don't know how that will spit out in terms of ratings and all that stuff. I don't really do television ratings, but I'm sure it'll be a great number and everybody will be fine, especially if it's a great game. And that's really ultimately right. what we're hoping for, right? I mean, think about this. I know there's some fatigue. I know people think, oh, the Chiefs are lucky. But, you know, Nancy, as you kind of pointed out, you know, even if there's fatigue, like, there's something great on the line here. It's either Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid do the thing, and the Chiefs do the thing that's never been done, a three-peat, right, in the NFL from a Super Bowl perspective, or it's Saquon Barkley caps off this magical run, and a team that, all right, maybe you're not an Eagles fan, or maybe you hate the Eagles fans, but I think everybody respects and understands what Howie Roseman has done from a building yeah. an organization standpoint. So to me, it's almost like America can't lose, but I don't think everyone's approaching it that same way.
Yeah, and I think, I will just throw in, if you can't root for Saquon Barkley, mm-hmm. like, you don't have a heart. Like,
yeah.
I get it if you're a Chiefs fan, but you have to love what Saquon has done this year, and especially after he was, in purgatory with the Giants for however many years, to have him be, freed and go run wild as he's done this year has just been absolutely fantastic. But yeah, I think, again, people are going to watch, and yeah, there are all kinds of great storylines. And like I said, I don't think people are going to dig in as much as they might have, the first time the Eagles and the Chiefs played together, because you also had the first Kelce Bowl and all of that. But I think once we're getting to Friday and Saturday, and then certainly on Sunday, people, it will be a topic of conversation and people will have their opinions.
No,
and
no.
When it comes time, they will be in front of a TV.
Nancy Armour from USA Today with us. One more thing on the Super Bowl, and then I want to ask you about Caitlin Clark. You guys always do at
USA
Today. I'm sorry?
It's called Ad Meter.
Yes, the Ad Meter. Yeah. Exactly. So for 37 years, you guys, everybody kind of knows about this. What do you want people that maybe aren't thinking the ads are as big and as popular and as much of a thing, and maybe, I don't know, they bypass that mentally for the halftime show or whatever that comes out. What do you want people to know about what you guys are still doing at USA Today after all these years?
I mean, the ads are the best part of the show. Come on, people. I was actually just watching some of them earlier this morning. Like, there's a new Dunkings one, which I'm sorry. That one to me was the best one last year with Ben Affleck and Matt Damon and Tom Brady. Like, they're back. So that one is really good. But if you go to admeter.usatoday.com, you can register. And starting Wednesday, we'll have, as the ads are released, we'll have them and you can watch them and you can vote for which is your favorite one. Voting will go until 1 a.m. Eastern after the Super Bowl, so you can watch the whole game. Okay. And then we will announce Monday morning who wins Ad Meter.
Right.
I don't know if we give a big trophy or whatever, or it's just bragging rights. But it's kind of fun to see, like, I've not picked the winning ad the last couple of years. And there have been a couple of them I've looked at and gone, who wrote that one? but that's another fun thing to do about the Super Bowl. And it's another reason that we all tune in and watch is we like discussing the ads and seeing who pops up. If you have not seen the mayonnaise one yet with Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan, you need to watch that. If you are of a certain age, it's fantastic.
I have heard a lot of buzz about that.
All right. Yeah, it's really good.
So people can start voting on Wednesday, correct?
Wednesday,
you said Wednesday.
Yeah.
Okay. At usatoday.com. Okay.
At admeter.usatoday.com.
Right. There you go. All right. That's a more direct URL. Okay. Before we run out of time, Nancy Armour, USA Today, with us. You were in, Iowa City yesterday, correct?
Yeah,
and obviously wrote about with Caitlin Clark coming back. And, to me, right? I got to be honest, I wasn't a lot into women's college basketball up until Caitlin Clark. She completely revolutionized, for me, individually, the sport for me, the meaning, the interest, everything. And, without being rude, she became the face of not only women's college basketball, but she became the face of college basketball and maybe basketball, period. Is that too much of a stretch considering what you were a part of yesterday and kind of how her first year in the WNBA has gone?
No, I think, and Caitlin herself will say this, that she rose on the shoulders and the backs of many, many women who came before her, particularly women of color. But yeah, I mean, she and her rivalry with Angel Reese, people gravitated toward it. And we saw it last year in the ratings. I mean, for the first time, the women's game, women's title game outdrew the men's title game, and not by a small number either. It was a significant gap. I think it's whether it was, Magic and Bird, Brady and Peyton Manning, when you have charismatic personalities who are also really, really good and they have a rivalry, it draws people in. And I think, women's sports was already trending upward, particularly women's basketball. And Caitlin Clark, again, Angel Reese, really, they poured gas on it and it just exploded. And then people realized that, the game is really good and there are all kinds of personalities. There are all kinds of storylines. And so I think that's what we're seeing now. So yeah, yesterday it wasn't just a celebration of Clark's records and what she accomplished as an Iowa basketball player. Mm. It was what she accomplished overall. And, the fact that you see little boys now wearing number 22 jerseys and little boys wanting to be like Angel Reese or Asia Wilson or, Breonna Stewart, that's a huge societal change. And it's a good one, too. So, what she has done, what she's been the face of is on and off the court it's been transformational. And she deserves all the credit in the world for it.
No doubt. And I'll just point out, the Mystics took on the Indiana Fever twice this year and had to move both games to Capital One Arena. And the last one drew over 20,000 people. I mean, you could not buy an inch, never mind a seat, in that building.
Yeah.
So that kind of shows you the transformational kind of energy and power of Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, but I think you would have had the same thing had they moved the games against the Sky. If they had moved those games to Capital One, too, I think you would have seen similar numbers, especially because Angel is from out there. But I think people have finally woken up to, women's sports are, they're If you're an investor, if you're a sponsor, you want to get on board now.
Correct.
Because you're going to be priced out real soon,
yes.
Just like you are in the men's game.
Great point. Check out the Admeter USA Today and Nancy Armour's latest. We posted the link to the story on Caitlin Clark and obviously Super Bowl coverage throughout the week. Nancy, thank you so much for doing this. Really appreciate you.
And it's always a pleasure to talk with you.
Great. That's Nancy Armour, USA Today. Appreciate them making her available. And good stuff there on the Commander's name. You heard what she had to say. We will hear what you have to say. We will continue along the lines. We are free and clear the rest of the way, so make it count. 301-230-0980 on the team, 980 in the Odyssey app. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're running way beyond, obviously. Thanks to Nancy Armour, USA Today. Good stuff there on a bunch of different things. Take one call, and then we will get to everybody else after 3 o'clock. I know we're trying to get to you as quickly as we can. Just be patient. But let's grab AP and get him in here before the top of the hour. AP, go right ahead, brother.
Finally, Chris Russell.
Yes, I am here.
Acknowledge me.
One's in the air. Roman Reigns was kicking ass the other night.
Yes, he was. Yeah, I'm a little under the weather, so I can't give you the hot sauce I would like to.
That's
right,
okay.
About now.
That's fine.
But real quick on the team name, you know, I've been around for all three changes, you know, Redskins, Washington Football Team, and now Commanders.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, man, you know, for the greater good and to not be that stain and have that dark cloud hanging over us like we used to, and, you know, we're turning a new lease on life. You know, we're now the talk of the town, the talk of news, you know, sports coverage. And, you go on ESPN every 5
yep.
minutes, they're talking about
yep.
it now.
Yep.
So it's like, you know.
Winning puts a lot of deodorant on things, doesn't it?
It does. It does. You know, puts the makeup on the pig. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, at the end of the day, like I said, I've grown up, you know, being a Redskins fan and all that. And, you know, I still have some of my memorabilia and my sweatshirt and all that kind of stuff. And I'm not going to get rid of it because, you know, it's history.
I don't think you should.
I mean,
yeah.
Some will view it as not so positive history and then others will treasure it till they die. And I mean, you know, for us as fans, it's like, look, what would you rather have, the name or a winning product on the field? Because when we invest and put our hard-earned dollars into the memorabilia and to tickets and things of that nature, we want to get bang for our buck,
yep.
and we're getting that now.
Yep.
So, as far as I'm concerned, I'm good with where we're at, and you know, if they decide to change the name, I'm rolling with the team that plays in Washington.
The most
but real quick about
yeah.
the owner.
Uh huh.
I'm sorry.
No. I was going to say the most important thing though is the winning, because the winning allows them to be patient and to make a statement like today.
I agree, and as far as the statement that was made by Josh Harris, I should say. I thought he gave a very good press conference. And, you know, in his defense, he did mention the fans. He said how he walked around the stadium and, you know, just the hallways of the stadium or the, I forgot what you call it.
The concourse.
You know, he mentioned how he walked around the concourse and just saw more and more fans coming out to support.
Mm-hmm.
So in his defense, he did acknowledge the fans and he was very,
He did. You're right. He did about that. Good point. Good clarification. Because earlier, you're right. Caller called in and said he didn't talk about the fans. I guess he didn't talk about the fans when it came to the name. He did talk about the fans
right.
in terms of the excitement and the happiness and the joy and all of that, which is exactly what he should have done, right? You don't have to say everything
right.
about every thing. AP, I appreciate you as always. I got to let you run because we're way late. As always, I managed to butcher the clock, but we're trying to keep the line moving here as best we can. Hang with us. 3 o'clock hour. Final hour to go. We will grab all your calls. If you can hang in there with us, stay with us on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.